Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Daily Show Ears Edition. I'm Lenny Marcus, comedian, co-host of the Fuckery Podcast, and today I'm here with stand-up comedian, the other half of the Fuckery Podcast, and Daily Show contributor, Miss Leslie Jones. Welcome back, Leslie. We came back to the Daily Show. It's great to be back in this building. I don't, you know I love it here, but I feel like we're assassins now. You come in and do that piece like, bang!
And then just get the, like, be up out of
get
here.
Out. And now that we've come back here, you also are returning as an NAACP award winner.
God. Oh, yeah. That's so crazy. Yes. I won a NAACP
Outstanding award. Performance in a short form series from The Daily Show segment about the importance of Planned Parenthood. Congratulations. Come on. We've been talking a lot of stuff about like awards, mm-hmm. and this is an important award to you. NAACP is big.
Yeah. It's a recognition for my people. So it's like, yeah, really kind of cool. Like, especially on doing something that it was just off the top of head, like that I wanted to say about something. All and right. it enough resonated enough to,
yeah.
to get that.
The reason that I did that piece on Planned Parenthood, I'm 55 years old, but when I was coming up, there wasn't, you know, it's very strict about talking about sex to your children and stuff. And, you know, my mom got sick and my dad didn't want to talk to me about sex. You know what I'm saying? So just to let you know that there's a lot of girls out there that's like that, you know, that don't freaking know what's going on with their bodies or what's going on with sex. There's a lot of men out there that are becoming men and don't know about stuff. And that place provides that type of information. You would not know how much they saved my life. So much that I have them in my trust. That's how much I believe that service.
It's also a very important topic to you.
Exactly.
We came in with that and
exactly.
we want to talk about that.
And it's still an important topic
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, and the Jews have never given me any award whatsoever.
The Jews have not ever given Lenny an award. And
they don't even care. Just, yeah, they're like, ah, we know who he is. Never mind. You also got high praise from a man named John Stewart for, you know, all your work here on The Daily Show. He's been impressed. I think we have a clip.
What?
Yep.
By the way, I did love, like, Leslie Jones, like Leslie Jones,
I love her.
It was like the energy that she brought and the perspective, like
just
pretty
pure
great.
Joy.
We
pure joy.
Laughed so much. Like yeah. that studio yeah. was on fire.
Wow.
You like that? These are people talking about you behind your back.
Yeah, that's some real fucking bullshit right there. Like, so y'all just gonna talk about me while I'm not there, while I can't defend myself. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah. Man. They didn't mention me at all. What kind of shit clip is that?
They didn't mention you at all.
Come on, John.
Because they didn't love you.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't love you. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty
really cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I do. I mean, when is the world going to realize that? When is this world, this industry going to realize that I bring joy? You know what I think? I think everybody think it's a fluke. I think everybody think it's like an act that people put on, like they go, oh no, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna be. And it's like, no, you guys don't understand that I used to be like not a fucked up person, but not a happy one. And I had to fight my way to a positive stand. And that's just what I emulate now. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's always great. You know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I emulate was something that really had to be built.
I also think that people don't understand that when you come in, they're expecting one thing, but you give them so much more than they originally expected.
I give them what they see. They think they know the joke until I do the actual joke.
Right.
And then they go, oh, that's what we wanted.
But also you come in and add to the joke. It's like, you know, the special sauce kind of thing. You have that as well. Not only can you execute what they give you, you add some special sauce. You know, the team comes in and there's also an energy that you bring. So like it's another level. And these guys, some people say it, that's what I love about this building. Like when we come in, like they see this and it shows you win awards. So it's like, yeah. Hey, other people out there, maybe you should figure out how The Daily Show works with you. So maybe you can recreate that for your own little environment. And then when she comes in, you can get that magic too, the way you want it and the way mm-hmm. she likes it.
And the way to create that is to like your job.
Yeah.
The reason I like coming here is yeah. because everybody loves their job. Everybody stays in the lane of their job and does it well. That's what I like. When I go to other places, they're faking it till they make it, or either they're trying to be something else and they're just doing this for right now, or they just really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know?
Yeah. And they care about the world. I mean, you know, all the stuff that we do yeah. here. Like this week you came in to talk it, you know, about giving your take on the choices we make and why are they harmful to us?
America is on the path to doing something really, really stupid. How about for at least this election, for this one thing, let's not do the obviously stupid thing that we know we shouldn't do. And that means you're gonna have to put in some effort. It means getting involved in the political process. It means not sitting on your ass just because you're not in love with the choices. I know you like fast food, but this time, let's eat a carrot instead of voting for a guy who looks like a carrot.
Like, we got to make good choices here, people. It's not, right. You can't let one third of the country just dominate. We all got to get involved in good choices for our future. So talk about that. Like you, it's important to you, like to be a voice, to say, wake up.
Like, I just want everybody to have some damn, just sit down for a minute and breathe. Take some breathing in and look at what you contribute into the world. And look at what decisions we're actually making in this world.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not look at Trump and not see criminal?
Well, do you think it's apathy, laziness, or insanity?
I think it's uneducation. That's what I think. I think it's uneducation, and I think that it's what they're fed, what type of, like, you could go into different states and they have different type of news media, and I think a lot of people are not being fed the right information.
I agree.
So when people say like that cult thing, that it's almost like not even so much as a cult as much as like, how can I put it? It's like pieces of shit that's been doing piece of shit stuff. And then a big piece of shit comes and says, hey, it's okay to be a piece of shit. Does that make sense? I can't explain that any other way. Like, people feel
and
then
we all
so
live in a toilet.
Yeah,
no, know.
Because people feel like, and I'm being really honest. Yeah. Like, whenever I hear white people do the, oh, it's not all of our faults and da 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 da, it's such a guilty stance that you're taking. You feel bad. You feel bad, and that's what you're supposed to feel. That is what's called empathy. It's, you're not supposed to turn it around and project it as you're fucking picking on me because no, you're supposed to look at what we're saying yeah. because we are humans. That is the whole point of the thing, is that you're not looking at other people as humans. And the thing that you're navigating and you're preaching is not love. It's control.
You said something about education there. I totally agree. Like, a lot of people who are thinking the way they're thinking, they're just not educated. They've not been out of their little comfort
zone.
Out
their little bubble and see how other people live.
It's when they come to New York, they're like, you could see it in their faces in Times Square. They're like, oh my, what is this place? Because everybody gets along. How do they all get along here? Because they do.
And it's tough. We need to look at how we feed information to people. Everybody thinks movie stars ride around in limousines. Yeah. I was talking to a guy once, and he was like, well, you know everybody in California does cocaine. You were like, no. Do you think we just go to 7-Eleven and get a bottle of cocaine? The fuck is wrong with you? It's almost like very scary, because then that's when I look at the entertainment field and go, hey, we have responsibilities too about what the fuck we feed people and what we're showing people also.
Yeah, I mean, it's
we're so desensitized right now.
Reproductive rights.
Yeah.
Like, you're big on this, and it's in the news now. And this election's kind of like, where are we headed here? If it doesn't go right, this election, reproductive rights, it will be him as him.
Listen,
still.
I don't.
Insane.
How the fuck are we going backwards, women?
And how are they okay with it?
I don't get that shit either. And only thing that I can think of, and please don't be mad at me, But I really don't think they give a fuck about black people, brown people having abortions. I think it really is about making more white babies. I just really do believe that it's one of those, like, because what's the Tuberville?
Yeah.
We just need to make more babies. Like, what's going on? Like, what's...
What is he talking about?
Like, we need to have more babies.
There'll be more black babies,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
At all, sir. Yeah. At all, sir. And then you're talking about we need more babies, but you just voted for the, what is it called, IVF.
Yeah.
To be, you don't want more babies. You want control. It's about control. So it's like you take away contraceptive, you take away abortion, and then you make it okay for a rapist to be part of the child's life. You make it okay for rape to not even be a big thing. So it's almost like you saying, fuck you women, you're going to fuck us no matter what. Mm. And you're going to have us, our fucking kids, no matter the fuck what. Mm-hmm. As a woman, that's what I feel like.
I just don't understand how any woman would vote to make this happen.
But listen to the women that are for this shit. Every woman that I ever see that's for this shit be like a pick me bitch. And I'm not trying to be fucked up, but they really think, oh, we're going to get in good with these people. Like, I want y'all to really pay attention to that. And I know I keep saying Handmaid's Tale, but think about Serena Joy. Serena Joy at one point wanted to fucking read.
Right.
Because Serena Joy had a fucking college education. She wanted to read. And what they do to her when she read the fucking Bible, the thing that they love.
Yeah.
They cut her fucking finger off.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. Like, how are y'all not knowing that these things that they're doing to every other woman, they're not going to do to you? And you know what they're going to say when the shit goes down? Oh, you was for it.
Yeah.
You knew what this was about.
Yeah. How do we get more people involved? How do we get more
because
of America involved?
Because
what
people
this?
Need to understand is that everybody with a fucking mic don't need to be listened to.
Right.
Everybody that's in a podcast don't need to be listened to. Get up off your lazy ass and stop being complacent and fucking find out the information, the real information. Everybody needs to stop listening to everybody and fucking do the work. We the people, we have gotten so lazy and complacent and so to the point of where government will take care of it. This will be taken care of. That stuff is not getting taken care of, you guys. Now the manager is evil. Now the judges are evil. Because we've just let, it's almost like we owned a mom and pop shop, mm-hmm. right? And was serving great sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go ahead and franchise that shit. So some places you go to, them sandwiches is not as good as the original.
Right.
Do you understand? We have franchised our fucking country and not gave a fuck how it's being managed. And we are the first people to sit and go, it doesn't affect me. It does affect you.
It's so easy to turn this around if everybody would just vote.
And need to understand it, that it pisses me off when you do dumb shit like, oh, we're not going to vote on the midterms. Oh, we're not going to. That's so fucking dumb. It's so dumb because you're not actually doing what you need to do. Like, okay, I'll put it like this. When you get into a cog and change it, you got to get into the cog and change it. First of all, the system that we have right now is not even being used correctly because everyone is not voting.
Right.
Only a third of the country, I don't know how much I got to yell this, is voting. So you're not seeing complete results because everyone is not coming. You have fucking podcast. Like I said, you could stand in line for the dumb shit. You can watch Risa Tisa for 500 hours, but you can't get your fucking ass up and go and vote. And what's crazy. So even asinine, you think you're so smart and you're the dumbest motherfucker ever and you're doing exactly what they want. You pay taxes. You piece of dumb shit. Yeah. You pay taxes and have the audacity not to vote. What a dumbass. Why don't you take your paychecks, go get it cash, take that cash, and throw it in a garbage can and set it on fire? You might as well just do that.
Yep. I mean, they don't get it.
I think that everybody, and like I said, education, people don't know this stuff. A lot of people don't know. Like, you still have the people going, we should have a third party. Bitch, you haven't made the system that we have right now work. What makes you think you're going to get it? It's just like what I say all the time, Lenny. Like, you're not happy where you are. if I was God, I would never give you nothing else.
Right.
So you not happy in the one bedroom and the car that you got? Why the fuck would I give you a new house and a new car so you can complain about having something else?
You got to do the work. You got to do the work.
You got to do the fucking work.
You got to do the work. Yeah. Well, you and I have talked politics over and over and over again, but we don't talk about it because it's ad nauseum at this point for us.
It's,
you know,
it's just almost like we're preaching to the choir. This? And then the people that really need to hear us are not the ones that are listening.
Exactly. So the people listening to, that's why it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. That's why I try to speak another language.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you why Trump is winning. Trump, this is what it's coming down to. And this is really sad, America. I really hope you hear this, that we are fucking shallow. See, the reason Trump is, oh, Biden's an old, not cool guy. Trump's cool because he has gold sneakers. You are the dumbest piece of shit that ever. And I hope that you crawl the fuck back under your dumbass rock.
It's not, I don't hope they crawl under their dumbass rock. I just wish they, if they could just explain it.
If they could
just be educated enough to understand what they're doing to themselves. You know what I mean? It's not that, whatever, think for yourself. Don't think like the sheep mentality.
But let me ask you this, though.
Think.
Don't you think that is more of like, goes back to the racist mentality of like, I don't give a fuck as long as I'm better than a black person?
There's definitely an element to that, for sure. But I think that, you don't get born racist. We talk about this.
Exactly.
You know? There's some, you've lived in a place where you didn't get out much for better.
Yeah.
You weren't educated correctly. They took books away from you that you probably could have read. They closeted you if you were gay. They just oppressed you. And there are other places in the world.
But this is what I'm saying, when you're talking about make America great again, it's like, that's what you was talking about. When he said that, I'm going to be honest, I was like, oh, he's going to bring factories back. Oh, he's going to bring firms back. You know, my thing is what's upsetting to me, people, is that if we had the food that we got to eat back in the days and the physical regimen that we stick to today, we will be unfucking stoppable. We will be unstoppable. Why would you want to have a country that have dumbass kids? Have dumbass laws.
Yeah.
That have like that, like now we're like a third world country.
Yeah, we're
people
going
scared.
Backwards.
People scared to come to fucking. Why would you want to live in a country like that? I don't understand.
I don't understand. Gotta go forward, people. We'll be right back to chat more with Leslie Jones.
Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Welcome back. I'm here with Leslie Jones. So, Leslie, let me ask you a question. Apparently, HuffPost asked you on the red carpet that we're to blame for the political state of the country.
I said that.
And we're more interested in Beyonce or Taylor Swift concerts than we are with like climate change, the issues of the day, abortion rights. Talk about that a little bit.
It's a deflection. It's just like not wanting to do your homework. Like, I want to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't want to do my homework. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, not fun. It's not the fun thing, but it's the thing you have to do.
And this is what you have to, that's what separates grown people from fucking children.
Absolutely.
And listen, nobody wants to wash dishes, but you have to.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, they pile up. No one wants to wash clothes, but you have to, because if you don't, they pile up. So that's the same thing with shit that you don't take care of, it piles up. And we're not taking care of our country as a people. We think, and listen, I know there's somebody going, well, we're supposed to depend on the government that we choose.
Right.
That we choose. We need to choose responsible adults that give a fuck about this country. And let me explain something to you. I have a lot of people that come up to me and go, you should run. I said, that's the fucking problem, because y'all don't know the difference between an entertainer and a motherfucking politician.
That's right.
The reason that Trump is winning is because he is an aggressive male, white male, heterosexual, fucking man that's great with communication 101. Yeah. That's the reason Trump wins. That's the reason Reagan did well. All of them are entertainers at a point, but you need to get a politician in there that knows the fucking rules, that knows what is good for the country, that has an even mind, that knows, like, hey, listen, I may believe in God, but listen, if I believe in God, I still believe that everybody has the right to believe in what they believe in as far as religion. And don't bring it into state, because religion is not supposed to be in state. Listen, I believe in God, and I don't believe that we should be having God and state mixed. I'm sorry, I have a problem with that, because people interpret religion different.
Yeah.
Some people are very religious, and then some people are not as religious, and some people interpret religion.
Right.
So it shouldn't have nothing to do. Like, I'll put it like this. 2 + 2 = 4. But God said add 1. No. 2 + 2 = 4, motherfucker. Yeah. So it's like science, and then you coming in with miracles.
Right.
Not saying miracles don't happen, but we shouldn't probably let them happen in our fucking state of rules. See, that's the thing. The world wants to live without rules, and that's chaos.
Yes.
You have to have rules to have success. Like, in other words, we was talking about eating after 10.
Right.
If I was trying to lose weight, bad. I'm trying to have success.
Yeah, you broke your own rule.
So why would I break that rule? Why get involved with someone at work? You're breaking a fucking rule.
Right.
It's going to come back and eat your ass. And people need to understand that there is a certain responsibility you take on as a grown-up.
When you say the politicians rather than celebrities, unfortunately, our celebrities sometimes seep into politics. It doesn't mean they know politics.
Exactly.
And it also, people who want to be in politics, they're ones that want to be make some money. They want to look out for themselves. The good ones are the public servants.
Exactly.
And make sure your public servants serve the public.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
And then you need to understand, and this is what I want everyone to hear this very loud and clearly. All these people, all these corrupt politicians, whether they're Democrat, Republican, what independent, whatever, they're all doing all this shit on your dime.
That's right.
On your fucking dime.
Yep.
Now, listen, insurrection was fucking awful. But I gotta say, I can understand the frustration of thinking and believing in something and going, this is not right. I mean, those people really believed what they was doing was fucking right for America. Because, again, uneducation.
Exactly. Well, what did it take for them to get to that? The amount of bullshit that they had
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and listen, again, let me explain something to you about laws. Don't nobody give a fuck if you got a fucking opinion. Follow the fucking law. If you say you a country of law and order, then follow the fucking law.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What made you think racing our capital?
Yeah.
It's going to, no, that's, you're breaking the law.
Yeah. I mean,
so, and then fighting against law keepers.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. We just, yeah.
So again, people, I think a lot of people do shit to get attention.
Yep.
This public shit of needing to have their opinion known.
Yep.
Comes from insecurity, comes from you need to go to fucking therapy. You need to go to therapy and tell all that crazy shit to a therapist who can medically tell you that you done lost your motherfucking mind.
That is true. But definitely when you watch in the future, please understand the difference between an entertainer and somebody who is serving the public.
Listen, I would do just as bad at Trump. Do you understand? Because I don't understand the laws. I'm going to shut Detroit down. If Tyrone don't text me back, I'm going to have a whole press comment. What do they call it? The State of the Union?
Yeah.
Yeah, the State of Leslie's Love Life. I'm shutting down Detroit. Tyrone, you know what's going on.
And let me just tell you, the State of the Union of Leslie's Love Life, it's not once a year. I hear about this.
It's going to be once a fucking week that I'm going to be banning. So, do you understand? I'm not going to understand that, hey, listen, transfer that money over here to Treasury. I'm not going to understand that you can't do that. I'm going to not understand that, hey, well, some school needs some money. Take that money out the Treasury account. You know how, go on Wells Fargo, sign on Wells Fargo, and go to the transfer thing and transfer from that account. Going to be like, no, we can't do that, Leslie. So but
Leslie does understand. Arrest Tyrone.
Arrest
Tyrone. He did not call me back.
This is his picture. All bulletins. All bulletins. But I just think that we're childish. We've had a hard 10 years. Yeah. We've had a hard 10 years and we're acting out. I feel like the last couple of years we've just been acting out. We're bad little toddlers that's just had a hard time and we're having a fucking tantrum.
Yeah.
And we need to be popped on the bottom a couple of times or either put in a timeout and to think about our fucking actions.
I agree. You want the next 4 years to be another temper tantrum for 4 years and real craziness? Go ahead.
No, listen, you're not understanding that's not what's going to happen. Mm. We're going to lose our country. You're going to be fucked. We're going to be fucked forever. If he gets in there, this man is going to fuck us. We're going to become a dictatorship, and it's going to be so sad.
All right. Is you want to say something to the Daily Show people before we leave?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me again.
We'll come back here all the time. We love it.
I don't know if I'm coming back, but you know.
I'm available.
Give this motherfucker a job. He obviously is happier here than he's with me. So great.
I'm happy in both places.
Fuck off.
Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks so much for listening to The Daily Show Ears Edition. I'm Lenny Marcus. This is Leslie Jones. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.